Coming up, one man's search for a sustainable formula to protect Bolivia's natural resources. First, this note on emerging science from Tobin Hack.
In their search for regenerative cell therapies that might someday cure Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and other diseases, scientists have studied adult stem cells found in the hair follicles of mice. Now, for the first time, pathologist Dr. Xiaowei Xu at the University of Pennsylvania has isolated a new adult stem cell in the human hair follicle. He calls it multipotent because it can transform into many kinds of tissue. By culturing these multipotent cells with proteins and minerals, Dr. Xu has already gotten the hair follicle stem cells to differentiate into skin, nerve, muscle, bone, cartilage, and fat tissue. These multipotent stem cells contain proteins, called markers, that have previously been found only in embryonic stem cells. And they can duplicate themselves without the help of other cells, meaning that a single stem cell can be extracted from a hair follicle, cultured in a lab, and produce a colony of cells. That's a good thing, because only one or two of these cells exist in every hair follicle, and millions would be required for regenerative treatments. Although stem cells from human hair follicles are much harder to come by and less versatile than embryonic stem cells, they're less controversial in today's political and religious debates over the ethics of stem cell research. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Tobin Hack.
And you're listening to Living on Earth.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Kashi, whose Day of Change tour features yoga lessons, natural food cooking demos, and Kashi cereals, crackers, and granola bars. Details at Kashi.com. The Kresge Foundation, investing in nonprofits to help them catalyze growth, connect to stakeholders, and challenge greater support. On the web at Kresge.org. And the Kellogg Foundation, helping people help themselves by investing in individuals, their families, and their communities. On the web at WKKF.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.